We're going to begin today with the nervous system, and specifically with neural tissue. And your lecture outline notes may say chapter 12 on there. Actually, this is chapter 11 in the current textbook, although it may be a different chapter in other versions or other editions of Martini or in other textbooks that you might be using. If you do have Martini, I want you to open right away to one of the first figures in chapter 11, and it is called the Functional Overview of the Nervous System, and it's got a little diagram of a person's nervous system, and then next to it is what looks kind of like a flow chart with the central nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, the receptors, the effectors, and so on, and it's dividing the nervous system into various functional divisions. And this can be a little confusing for students that the nervous system is divided in many different ways. However, if you spend some time with this table, or rather this figure, and I recommend that you memorize it, it will serve you very well as you go forward learning about the nervous system, because it's going to lay out a lot of things that will make things clearer as we move forward. So this is one of those situations where little bit of extra effort right now can really help you out in the future. So I'll be making a lot of references to this chart as we go through the lecture, probably in this audio file and then probably in some future ones as well. But we won't start exactly with this. I want to start with what exactly is a neuron. And a neuron is a nerve cell. So just like a muscle fiber is a muscle cell, a neuron is a nerve cell. And neurons tend to be highly specialized. And what they do is they relay information in the form of an action potential from one part of the body to the next. And neurons can communicate either with other neurons, or they can communicate with muscles, as we talked about earlier when we were talking about the neuromuscular junction. Or they can talk, or they can communicate with organs, or with glands in the body. So quite a bit of variety. I believe that there is a picture. Yes, there is. Excuse me, the anatomy of a multipolar neuron in your textbook shows kind of an idealized view of what a neuron looks like. And so it's worth your while to also take a look at that and memorize the different parts of the neuron. Neuroglia are also part of the nervous system, and these are basically nerve support cells, and their job is to, I'll give you, I guess, three different functions of the neuroglia. One is they provide a framework or a structure for the neurons to exist in, so they kind of almost like scaffolding for the neurons. Second, they support the neurons, either in helping them to repair themselves or helping them to grow in the right direction, variety of other functions. And number three, they regulate the interstitial fluid around the neurons. So they basically make sure that the fluids that are surrounding the neurons have the right levels of different ions that are necessary, and that they don't have toxic substances that could affect the neurons in a negative way. So always, when you're thinking about neurons, always remember that they're kind of high maintenance and specialized cells. They can be damaged very easily. So anyways, that's a good way to think of neurons, and the neuroglia are there to help the neurons. And if you take the nervous system and you divide it into the two kinds of cells, the neurons or the neuroglia, it's about half and half.